Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Dunamos Life. I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard, Executive Director and CEO of Dunamos Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here at Dunamos Center Ministries, our mission is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other. And I'm joined again today with my co-host, Catherine Pearson.
Hello.
And Catherine, we have many ways for people to connect with us, don't we?
That's right. We have, we're on Facebook. So search Dunamos Center Ministries. Dunamos is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S. On Twitter, go to @YourDunamosLife. We, just like a lot of other places, we have a website, which is dunamoscenter.com. And an email where you can reach us real easily is dunamoslife@dunamoscenter.com. And one more, if you would like to reach an actual real-life person and not just, you know, be out there on the Internet with the little cyberspace people. If you want to reach a real life person, the number to reach us in Colorado Springs is 719-231-7183.
And you know, it would be best if you wanted me or Catherine to speak at your group or organization to just call that number and speak with Sharon, who manages all of that stuff for us. So that would make it easier than shifting emails back and forth between people. Because we're both available for that. So, Catherine, one of my favorite parts when we do our show is when we have our guests on.
Yay!
And sometimes we do shows without guests, and we're okay at it. We're good at it. But it's like, but I love when we have people join us. And so one of my favorite guests so far is Cheryl Townsley. We had her on a while back talking about adrenals, and she's agreed to come join us again today. So, Cheryl, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here with all of you.
So, Cheryl, would you like to share with our audience, you know, what you do a little bit and where you're at right now with your life and website?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I am a naturopath, and so I've literally worked with tens of thousands of clients from around the world. And we all have challenges, and we all have opportunities to create more health. And, you know, as I worked with clients for years and years and years in the clinic up in Denver, one of the things I discovered is that you can work on all the physical things. You know, you can work on nutrition and exercise and supplements, and but if you don't get to the root cause of what causes a problem, then going out there and clipping the blooms off of dandelions in your yard is not going to get rid of the dandelion problem, because there's a root.
Right.
And so getting to that root, the root is usually in the soul realm, your S-O-U-L realm, your mind, your will, and your emotions, your thoughts, your decisions, and your feelings.
Right.
Many times you're looping around a mountain just like the Israelites, typically murmuring and complaining, and your 11-day trip is taking you 40 years, going from practitioner to practitioner to practitioner to doctor to doctor to doctor, and you eventually think, this is really important, you eventually think, what's wrong with me? And as soon as you think, what's wrong with me, you're off in a question that doesn't serve you. Because it's not about what's wrong with you, because God didn't make you wrong.
Right.
But the system you're using is broken.
Yep.
So the key is, what's going on? And that's really what I do as a wisdom coach. Whether it's in somebody's business, as a CEO, leadership, whether it's in ministry leadership, whether it's in a family, it's to identify, where's this looping pattern coming from? Where's your Israeli loop? And what are the mile markers on your loop so you can start to spot it sooner? And then how can you interrupt it, and how can you replace it? So it's kind of like air. Acknowledge, interrupt, and replace. And when you do that, all of a sudden the soul realm can get balanced.
Right.
And then your health will reflect that. It doesn't discount all the things we can do for our physical health, but we can't ignore what's going on in our soul.
So, Cheryl, I also see, because we operate in the church a lot and my ministry does do most of the counseling with Christians, they'll come in with, shouldn't I just be more spiritual? I need to just be more spiritual. And they forget that emotions were God's idea, first of all.
Sometimes we wonder if it was a good idea or not.
But ignoring them and trying to super spiritualize our lives doesn't help it either, does it?
No. And there's a really good scripture that helps us understand that in 3 John 2. I pray above all things that you could prosper And prosper actually there means to be able to go a different direction and do well.
Ah, I like that.
It's a really interesting word in Strong's if you want to go look up the Hebrew. I pray that you will prosper and be in health. Now, health comes from the root word shalom, which is to be at peace, nothing broken, nothing missing. Prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So our physical health is simply a reflection of what's going on in our soul.
Yeah.
That's what God's saying, and that's really what happens.
Wow.
It's a reflection. And once you get that, this body that's very physical is reflecting what's going on in the, not in the spirit, because once we know the Lord Jesus Christ, our spirit's been renewed.
Yeah.
So the spirit's not the issue. It's what's going on in our soul. And that's what we get to learn how to change. And here's another piece. It's kind of interesting. I posted this on Facebook just a few weeks ago. Your brain perceives, but your mind interprets.
Ah.
Your brain perceives based on your senses. So that's information, but the mind does something with it. And what it does with it is based on our programs, our beliefs, you know, what we were taught, good, bad, and all of that gets stored in a certain part of our brain, and then that's how we now judge everything. And when I'm working with somebody with their health, if, for example, they believe that this is what's happened to all of my family, therefore it will happen to me.
Right.
You know, we just hit a brick wall. That's a brick wall.
Right.
You know, I had a young woman come in just this week. She's a wonderful mom of two little girls, very difficult pregnancies. And when we did some allergy testing, she was allergic to probably 80%.
Oh, God.
Everything she's done medically and alternatively just creates more problems.
Hmm.
And so I sat and spent some time with her. When did these things all start? We just started asking questions. Because wisdom, my definition is knowing what question to ask and of whom to ask it.
Right.
Okay. You don't want to ask for wisdom. If you're dealing with a marriage issue, you don't want to go ask all your divorced friends. Because probably they don't have good fruit.
Yeah, no, not thinking so.
And questions will either serve you or they don't.
Right.
So we just ask questions. And eventually I got to go, so when did some of this start? All of it started the same year that her dad died. She quit college. She moved to another state with her mother that was in a very toxic part of the country. And her mother remarried. All of a sudden, her life had completely fallen apart. All of her allergies started there. She didn't have them before. They started there, and they just multiplied over the last 10 years.
Mm.
So we have an emotional issue of grief.
Right.
And she said, you know, as you're talking, here's what I'm feeling. Change is terrifying.
Yeah.
Change means something's going to die.
Oh.
Now, if we don't work on that in some capacity, and I'm not a counselor, so I'm not doing it based on counseling because there's so many little things I can do to help her.
Right.
But we can't deal with all these allergies, this blood sugar, weight that won't come off if we don't get to what's causing her adrenals to be going 24/7.
Right.
Because she's running from the tiger of change is going to kill me, change is going to kill me, change is going to kill me. So that's running in her
right.
brain.
Mm.
And that's running all of her hormones.
So you're reminding me of something I heard one time, that the body will shed the tears that the eyes refuse to cry. So when we don't go back and deal with the grief, you know, she had many losses, her dad dying, major grief and loss. But was there time to sit with it, understand it, see how it transitioned life? No. So and then the next thing, and then the next loss, and then the next thing piles onto it until the body just says, you got to do something to deal with this. And so when I get sick, then I can get attention too, can't I?
In our inner body, emotions are emotion, energy in motion.
Mm.
Every emotion has a chemical composition. And when we swallow our emotions, they go somewhere. The liver is much more susceptible to anger.
Mm-hmm.
The gallbladder, bitterness. Bitter is bile.
Right.
So, scared to death. Goes to our heart. So different emotions go to different parts of the body. And when I wrote the book Discovering Wholeness, the purpose was with a biblical basis to help people understand that when you have certain health symptoms, there's an emotional contributor.
Mm-hmm.
And once you understand the emotion that's contributing to this and the behavior that is lining up with it, now here's how we can use scripture, not just to just quote the scripture, but to get healing from those emotions that got trapped.
Absolutely.
And in the very first chapter, this tears, this is what triggered it for me. I talked about the lymphatic system, which is one of the most overlooked systems in the body. The lymph is what carries nutrition into the cells and toxic waste out.
Okay.
And it's very impacted by emotions. And when we haven't shed the tears, when we haven't known how, if we're in situations where our voice is stolen,
mm-hmm.
where we don't have the right to speak up, or we haven't known what to do with anger and frustration, that all gets stuffed into the lymph, and we all know what is associated with lymph, cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So the body can't detox when that lymph system is so tight with all those emotions. And so at some point, the body's going to pay the price of all of those trapped emotions.
Right.
And I find so many people, especially women, especially Christians, here's where the trap is. In the Word, God said, don't fear. Fear not, fear not, fear not.
Yeah, yeah.
About 350 plus times. But he also said, in your anger, sin not.
Right.
Christians do it the opposite. We live in fear and stuff our anger.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean,
it's opposite because we don't know what to do with our anger and we think
right.
it's wrong, so we stuff it.
Right.
And then we just live in fear.
So one of the things that I run into with Christians that's along that line is because we want to talk about that balance between our body, mind, and our spirit. And today we're focusing on you have to care about that emotional piece because it doesn't shrink when it's not cared for. It actually magnifies
right.
the emotional stuffing of things. So one of the things that will happen then again is just be more spiritual. Just pray longer, harder, and with more faith. So I get a lot of people in my office, Cheryl, who are like, I've tried to break my bitterness. I've prayed over it. I've asked to break it, and it's still there, and I'm still an angry, bitter person. And you mentioned earlier this brings that judgment on themselves. So going and actually looking at the root, I like mm-hmm. you were talking about, we got to get that root. And if we use the Bible as a lawnmower just to make you look pretty and give you how to act pretty, it doesn't get the root out at all, does it?
Mm-mm. No. You know, and when I did Discovering Wholeness, I worked off of three basic categories of emotions.
Uh-huh.
And then there's branches off
right.
of each one. But fear, anger, and sorrow
mm-hmm.
pretty much cover everything except guilt and shame. So fear, anger, and sorrow, they each have an antidote. For example, with anger, one of the antidotes is to appreciate. You can't be in anger and appreciate at the same time. Because when you're angry, everything's wrong and you're judging. When you're appreciating, you're looking for one tiny little thing that you could possibly find to appreciate. The other thing that's in the book, it's one of my favorite supports when we're dealing with emotions. It's called the Bach Flower Remedies.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to understand it is if any of you remember in school, however many years that might be, you studied, which is an assumption. You went in to take the test, and you couldn't remember any of it. And
right.
then as soon as you walk out of the room, it's like, I know that.
It all comes back.
Right. So the issue wasn't that you didn't know. The retrieval pathways were shut down.
Right.
There happens to be one of these Bach remedies called Larch that keeps those retrieval pathways calm so that you can go in and take your test and you can do well. I had a woman that was studying for a professional exam. I believe it was real estate. She had flunked it 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
She had it memorized. Now, you know what she's thinking about herself. I'm stupid.
Right.
I'm
no good.
So I had her do the Larch formula while she was studying, and she went in and she aced it. Because the issue wasn't what she knew, she couldn't access it.
Right.
When we're in an emotional meltdown, whether it's an explosion or shutdown, our capacity to process in the brain is tiny.
Right.
The flower essences are a way to get us back to neutral so that we can actually be rational and process. And the flower essences are simply taking the flower portion of an herb instead of the leaf, stem, or root and making a tincture that you take by mouth in water. They're cheap. They're in every health food store. There's no known negative side effects. They're great for adults. They're incredible for children.
Uh-huh.
So let's say that mom comes home with second baby. first baby wants to love the second baby by beating it up.
Right.
Because first baby is jealous that he or she is no longer the center of attention. Holly is really good. Holly helps with jealousy. And so when a mom gives that to her child, then all of a sudden the child goes back to being, you know, where they're at. It didn't fix them. It just helped to switch some of the emotional response going on in the brain. So those flower essences are great. They're cheap. They're easy. And they're in Discovering Wholeness. Because they don't fix the problem. They just get you to where you have some capacity to process.
You're saying, I'm sorry, you're saying you have a chapter in your book?
There's a whole chapter on just the box flower remedies because I found them so effective. Because I would have people come in meltdowns, just meltdowns. And we would do the box flower remedies, and in 15 to 20 minutes, I would have a rational person that then I could work with. That's powerful.
Yeah.
For $12, that's powerful. That's pretty powerful.
So my question has to do with, okay, so I'm dealing with the emotional side, obviously, in the counseling. I'm also dealing with, you know, some of the spiritual aspects of the emotion. And I fully believe that our physical health has to be a really good foundation for that to process in. So if I have somebody who cannot get it to a rational place, say I'm trying to get them to think differently about a situation or a person, what I'm hearing, if I hear you correctly, is maybe having one of these a half hour before their session could calm them down enough for us to talk rationally about making the switch. So you were saying it doesn't heal it. We want to go to the root and heal it, but we can't get to the root because this pathway is firing off or closed
up. Well, when we're in an emotional crisis, we're feeling threatened, and we're either trying to chase the tiger, fight the tiger, and that impacts our breathing. It impacts our, we go into tunnel vision. We don't have peripheral vision. We can't hear. Our heart's pounding. We have all this physiology happening. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to have a rational conversation with this person who's charging this tiger. The good news is the all-purpose one, if you don't know anything else, you can get in any health food store. It's called Rescue Remedy.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it.
Rescue Remedy. I mean, I can't imagine at this point working with pregnant women and not knowing about Rescue Remedy.
Is it a tea or is
it's a little liquid tincture. So it's kind of like a homeopathic where they have taken the flower portion of an herb and then they've just reduced it so it's into a tincture and you can put the, because it's preserved in alcohol to keep bacteria out, if you don't like that taste, put it in hot water, the alcohol evaporates, you can dilute it. All the instructions are in the book because, like with children, like babies, you can take Rescue Remedy and rub it on their feet because all your nerve endings end in the feet.
Okay.
And I've had babies come in that I'm supposed to test and they're screaming. Well, you don't want to do testing and have them now get that, you know, I see somebody, it's traumatized, and they get this whole connection going. So I want them to be calm. And as they calm down, then I can do things, and mom's not traumatized, and it's a much more positive experience. It didn't fix the problem. It just put us in a room that we all enjoy being in.
So now we can look at the problem and figure out what to do about it.
Exactly. And especially blood type A's. In Discovering Wholeness, I also talk about how the different blood types are different. Blood type A's, which were well over half of my clientele, tend to be, their strengths are that they notice everything. Their weaknesses is they're sensitive with digestive issues. They'll notice within a very short period of time that flower essences have done very well. They love them. You know, when our daughter went to YWAM, at that particular time, she was kind of frustrated with us, and especially me. She took her Discovering Wholeness book and five flower essences because she knew they worked. So even though mom was
the
difficult
author
at the moment, she knew that that made all the difference in the world when she was having one of her emotional episodes. So, you know, as a mom, forget all the credentials I have. When what you've done is helping your family, that's the best thing of all.
Mm-hmm. So my question on the type A person is, do they...
Not type A, blood type A.
That's what I mean,
okay.
Blood type
okay.
A. I'm mm-hmm. sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who also is type A, but that's okay.
Could be.
Do you tend to see, is there like a higher level of anxiety that can come out with that?
Not necessarily. Blood type Bs can actually have more with anxiety, but their stress will tend to go to the brain, the nervous system, and they'll tend to have more issues with parasites. blood type O's, who typically can't be vegetarian because they're the meat eaters, but their bodies tend to be more acidic. They tend to make more mucus. They tend to have more issues with lungs and liver. And then you have the blood type A's, that their issues are digestion and emotions. And statistically, not declaring anything, statistically they die 8 years younger, cancer. So at being a blood type A, the thing I monitor is my digestion, regular bowels. So again, discovering wholeness goes through, because I want people to learn how to customize health for them. So
absolutely,
their blood type, their metabolism, their emotions. And the way I wrote Discovering Wholeness is I, for about 6 months, I read everything I could possibly find. I put together a database of this health issue, this emotion, this body part, this emotion. And then I took another 3 months and I just randomly took people and said, okay, give me your top 10 health issues. Now, people have 100 issues, so they just picked 10, which is always interesting which ones they pick.
Right.
And then I'd go through the database and say, okay, this issue goes with this emotion, this issue with this emotion. So here's the picture. And they went, wow, that's my life.
Mm.
That's my life.
Powerful.
And when people realize that your health issues are part of a picture, and when you start getting the picture, people will just sit there and cry and go, for the first time, I understand why I'm where I'm at.
Right.
And when they get that kind of understanding, which is part of wisdom, the rest is easy.
Wow. Absolutely. Yeah. And I do that in the counseling, too. I have assessments and things that very quickly, boom, pin it down. And I have people say all the time, you just figured out in the first hour more than my other counselor took 6 months to a year to get. So I like what you're saying about we can evaluate this, we can get it quickly. I love getting people on with the business of what God wants them to do as quick as possible. And not developing what I call lifestyle counseling. But I'm here because we got to process it out.
Well, and God wants us to prosper. He wants us to do well. And, you know, and also in Matthew 11, 28 to 30, where it says, you know, those of you who are exhausted, God's going to cause you to rest because his yoke, which is his leadership style, is easy. Now, for years, my husband and I fought over the word easy because I knew easy was important because it's God's way. So if it's God's way, it had to be important.
Right.
It took me about 12 years to figure out what easy means. You want to hear?
Yeah. Sure? Yeah.
So easy is not about the effort. It's about the next most useful step.
Yep.
In taking you on the path that God has for you, because he orders our steps on the path that he's made. So what you want is the next most useful step. You don't want a distraction step. You want a useful step. So his way is to help you find the easy one.
Right.
Because if it's hard, our brain won't accept it. And with our emotions, sometimes it has to be really simple. But when it's simple and it keeps working and you keep moving more and more into prospering, then it's like life becomes exciting. Then you can be the whole
Absolutely.
Person God created you to be.
You know, and people will ask, you know, so how's life or whatever? And I am busy, but I hate saying busy because people see that as, oh, you've got to be stressed. And I'm like, no, I actually don't feel stressed because when you, like you just said, Cheryl, you're about the business of God and it fits with the call that he's put on your life. It's not stressful. It's busy sometimes, but it's not stressful, if that makes sense.
Well, it was interesting because that word busy, the Lord really drew my attention to that about 10 years ago. And I realized that that when I used the word busy, because I decided to get it out of my vocabulary.
Right.
And I found that when I was tempted to use it, it was for one of two reasons. One, I didn't want to tell the truth and I was avoiding doing something I didn't want to do. So
right.
I said I was busy.
Yes.
And two, the other time I would use it is because I had overbooked my schedule, so I was out of balance.
Right.
And so now my plate may be full, I'm not busy.
I like that because I've been trying to figure out how do you explain this to somebody that, you know, I'm not trying to avoid anything. I'm trying to be really clear about what I can take into my life or into my schedule. But other people, I don't know if they do this to you, they'll look at that your plate's full, you're doing God's work, and try to decide for you, you don't have time for them or for this activity or this thing. And I try to be really clear, don't decide that for me because mm-hmm. God may lead me to do that for you. And I do little things for church that to me, I just aren't
adding to my stress. It's just right. if God leads it. And if you can get clear with that, I think that lowers some of that emotional distress as well.
It does. And also, one of the things we've referenced and circled around is the statement, I am. I am our identity statement.
Absolutely.
And becoming aware that you aren't your schedule, you aren't what other people say, you are who God says you are. And part of our looping and our emotions are we're not clear on who we are that God says we are. Mm-hmm. So we don't know how to get everything lined up. So we're disconnected, which means we're double-minded. And when we're double-minded, we're unstable.
There you go.
And that shows up in our emotions, and then it will reflect in our health. So when I'm tempted to say I am and put in the blank something that doesn't line up with who God says I am,
right.
I know I'm out of order. I know I've just created a double disconnect. And it's going to have a price. And so what else could I say that would be more accurate? So it's learning to be, it's not so much just nitpick your words, it's realize that your words are saying what your mind believes.
Right.
And what your mind believes will drive your brain chemistry, which then impacts your whole body.
Absolutely.
I feel like I haven't said too much this show, but I've been just been so fascinated listening to what you said. And I was just wondering if you could, you know, walk us through, like, what a typical session might look like with a client or...
It's really so different with each one because as I listen, people will say the most amazing things.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll just mirror back. But usually the one thing I can say with every client that I start with is, so what is it you most want?
Yeah. Right.
Because when Jesus encountered someone, he knew what they needed. And he knew what he could do. None of that was the issue. He always asked one question, what do you want? Because until the door is open, it doesn't matter what the problem is and it doesn't matter what I know.
Right.
The sure. whole question is what door is open, because that's the easy door for us to go through. Now, I may see other things, but we want to go through the door that's open, not
right.
try to beat down the wall right. that's full of bricks.
Right. And I had to learn that as well, Catherine, that I have to address what they came into my office for, not what I know they need or what I think their agenda should be. So, Cheryl, could you tell us again the name of that book you were talking about?
It's called Discovering Wholeness, The Spirit, Soul, and Body Connection. They can find it out at our website, CherylTownsley.com, Cheryl spelled with a C. Or you can go out to Amazon.com and you can find Discovering Wholeness there. It really is a reference book, so when people get it, they're like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So you read chapter one, because then you'll hear a little bit about my story, because it's a story.
Right.
And then I think it's the soul realm, which I think is section four, starts to explain the emotions. And then the rest of it is this amazing reference book that you can start looking up anything. And if you don't know where to start, I'm really into indexes. And so you go to the index and just like, I always forget where my keys are over and over and over. Or I can't sleep at night. Little catchphrases like that will be in the index. And then you'll look it up and go, well, that's interesting. That kind of fits me. So it's just a great reference book for adults, for children, to really begin to discover. I remember a I did a TV show, and the co-host, she was dealing with a certain health issue, and she went and looked it up, and it reflected hardened heart.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to the Lord in prayer on it, and he started showing her over and over where her heart had been hardened.
Mm-hmm.
And as she repented and dealt with that, she had some amazing breakthroughs.
Wow. Can I ask another question that might seem silly? And maybe most people know their blood type, but is there an easy way to...
No, most people don't in America. So you can actually go out to... If you go to your doctor, it'll be $200 or $300. Insurance doesn't cover it, especially now. So go out to Amazon. You can order a blood type kit. They're like $10, $12. You can do it yourself. It's a great homeschool project. They're accurate. Just read the instructions. One kit per person. Mm-hmm. You can't reuse it. But it's an easy way to find out your blood type, and then in Discovering Wholeness, it will give you lots of strategies for your blood type.
Yeah. Thank you. We actually did it in high school science class, so I've known it just because we did it in high school science class. So, Cheryl, thank you again for being with us.
You're very welcome.
This was a wonderful conversation, and it sounds like we need to get her book in our library.
Yeah.
Discovering Wholeness.
Yeah.
So, I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard.
And I'm Catherine Pearson.
And thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk with you next week.